We're here to talk about an event that's coming up that a lot of folks might not be aware of, but it's when I met our guest today, Sarah Scoville Weaver, right?
That's right.
It was at the Prime Restaurant on Camelback in Phoenix, and you came in and obviously knew Jenny, the owner, and we've been eating there for years now, too. It turns out you've been eating there for years and years and years, however young you are. And I went up to find out more about this event. Let's get started with, you're a native of the Valley, right?
Yes, I'm a native. My family came here in 1914, so one of the early pioneering families here in Phoenix.
It's like what, fourth generation?
Yeah, I'm about a fourth generation, yes, sir.
Okay. And you also mentioned that your mom, when she drove you to school, used to make you listen to K-Rock.
Yes, and we would complain a little bit, but mostly because it would put us to sleep in the car. But now I love listening to K-Rock, especially after work. It's very relaxing.
Well, thanks for that.
Of course.
Tell your mom I said thanks.
I will, yes. Thank you.
The dynamics of being in this cosmopolitan city, which we can now call it that because there's so much happening. When you're sitting in a restaurant and there's people speaking
dozens of languages.
Exactly.
Yes.
You mentioned that, too, just in the area around the event that's coming up.
Yeah, there's over, I believe it's over 25 distinct languages within a square mile along the Camelback Corridor is one of the last survey results that I found. I mean, I can personally testify to that. For the past 3 years, I've worked with the International Rescue Committee here in Phoenix, and we're a refugee resettlement agency, started here in 1994, but we're a humanitarian aid organization. 27 offices in the U.S., and we're in 40 different countries. And, you know, thousands of refugees have been resettled here in the Phoenix area since the early 90s, and many people don't know that. But beyond that, there's also a very rich diversity of the Hispanic community and other communities that have chosen to call Phoenix home. So I work directly one-on-one with these immigrants and with these refugees, and the diversity of people, you know, Burmese, Bhutanese, Nepali, Somali, you know, when you open your eyes and you see them, you wonder how you ever missed it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. How did you're calling this the 2016 World Bazaar?
Yes.
First annual, though, right?
This is the first annual. This is the inaugural event, yes.
How did this come to be?
Well, you know, it's always a team. You know, it's never just one person. So I think the desire to have an ethnic market or a market that really shows off the community has been there. But about 3 years ago is when it actually started to take form. So I was working with IRC at that time, and my job is just to help refugees and immigrants start small business. So it's a niche job. I love it, but that's my job. And I was getting more and more calls from my clients to say, you know, I don't know how to make my mark. I don't know how to integrate into the community. And I'm noticing all these farmers markets. Can I join those? And I looked at them, and, you know, there's definitely been a large popularity around different farmers markets, which are wonderful places, but they really wanted their own market and their own ethnic base. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that sounded wonderful to me. And we really looked at 17th Avenue, 19th Avenue, and Camelback as a place for that. We knew the light rail was coming or was there, and that seemed like a perfect place to focus that market on. So we got involved with Reinvent Phoenix, which is through the City of Phoenix as well as several other partners to help focus development along the light rail area. And we ended up putting into the general plan the need for an ethnic market. And that general plan is part of the 10-year plan for Phoenix. So that was how it started.
Wow. So you get the City of Phoenix involved. It looks like right. Local First Arizona.
Yes. So Local First Arizona, I mean, for those who don't know what Local First is, you should. They are an amazing organization that represents, you know, one of the largest consortiums of local businesses in Phoenix run by the indescribable Kimber Lanning. And she is just, you know, also a native of Arizona, but a huge pioneer and also groundbreaking work in bringing together local businesses in Phoenix and creating that sense of place that I think many people who live here want to see and want to have here. So she and I sat down a couple years ago, you know, both kind of dovetailing with our missions, and we talked about the idea, and it just seemed perfect. And we really wanted it to be an ethnic market with a global feel, but focusing on local businesses and on the community, surrounding community. So, you know, fast forward a few years, and about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, not even, you know, the City of Phoenix, Local First, and I, we sat down, and we said, hey, how can we make this happen? Let's do it. And they're like, okay, maybe we should do it, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now. We're like, no, let's do it. So for good or for bad, we're doing it. So we decided 3 months away for a major event, and that's why it's happening now on May 7th.
Man, you know, it's not the persistence, it's the heroic aspect of youth. Man, I'm impressed.
The lack of sleep is what it is. I would say.
Can you measure, since it's been 3 months out,
right.
you put it all together, can you measure what the interest from the community?
We've had very, very strong interest. The minute that I went to my vendors and then Local First also brought in their work of Fraser Locale, which focuses on Hispanic businesses, there was a very large, yay, you know, I've been waiting for this. This is great. You know, there's the Phoenix Public Market, you know, and they do wonderful work. Mm-hmm. But, it's a farmer's market. And this is a place that people, local businesses can get out of their stores, you know, cross the street or cross the light rail, come over, set up a table and sell and really give into the community and show people what's there. And this is kind of the first of its kind for that. And it's also the first of its kind for the partnership that we've created with this event. So not only has the community come out and said, you know, I want to support you, I want to help you flyer, the neighborhood associations, four of them, in fact, in the local area have been extremely supportive. We've also seen great partnership from local businesses and local nonprofits in it as well.
When my grandparents moved to this country, my father's side,
right.
they went to a Swedish community and settled in so they could speak Swedish. And my father's job
right.
was to go to school, learn the language, and teach his parents. But they didn't get much outside of that Swedish community. So even if just the people who want to take part in being at this celebration show up, mm-hmm. they'll find out about each other, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was trying to think of one sentence that I would, you know, one thing I would hope people could take away who would show up to this event, and I hope it will just be, you know, culture, sense of place, community, and most of all, neighbors. I mean, so much of what's been going on in the news lately, you know, I think has scared a lot of people in regards to immigration, in regards to people who live here and who, you know, refugees who are coming here. But it's important to remember that these people have lived here for years and their children go to school here and they pay taxes here and they start businesses here and they are your neighbors and they want Americans to come to their stores and most of all, they want to make an impact and have a legacy here.
So what, you've answered this indirectly, but I want to ask you directly.
No, please, yeah.
What's the greatest outcome for you of this first Bazaar, World Bazaar?
Well, I want to focus on our clients and on our businesses. If they can generate good, you know, buzz about their businesses and get more customers in the door, perfect. That's a great outcome, you know. This is not a fundraiser for any of our organizations. We made that very clear in the beginning. This event is about our clients, is about the businesses that Local First, that IRC supports, but also about the communities that, you know, our sponsors, Mountain Park Health, Vitalist Health Foundation, Valley Metro, LISC, they focus on transit-oriented development. These are about the communities that they support and the people that they really want to offer healthy communities to. So if those people can really reap great benefit about having this event, but also the people who come to it, who may not have ever met a refugee or may not have ever gone out of their normal, you know, their normal bubble. And I have a bubble too, you know, I don't go everywhere, but who don't go out of their normal bubble can do that and step outside of it and see that Phoenix has great historical culture and great historical legacy, but also that we need to focus, and I could go forever on this, but that we need to focus development and future development in the Phoenix area on welcoming and preserving the culture that is already there. That's something that we really want to see come out of this. You know, a purpose of development and, you know, place-based development, especially as Phoenix continues to grow, is something that we would love to see come out of this.
That's an elegant statement, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's impactful, I hope. I hope it will be impactful.
Well, we just want to encourage everybody to go. You know, food is food and fun, and,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to find vendors and
find music.
That's what I want to ask about because it's K-Bach. What do you know yet? What music will be there?
I do actually. So I will have several musical. I want to say treats lined up. I hope they're treats. So we're focusing on a lot of the cultural music in the area and based on the community. And I put out an open call to a lot of my vendors and said, hey, you know, would you guys like to share some of your music with us? We have a stage. And so I'm going to be having a traditional dancing performance with drumming, which is a wonderful form of music from the Burundian drummers. And they're going to be starting at 11:30 until 12:10. So if you cannot make any of it, come for this. This will be worth it. I've seen them perform 3 times, and it is amazing. They come in with the drums on their head. There's about 9 to 15 drummers, and it's an amazing event. After that, I will have some members from the Nepali community doing some traditional singing. I have some brand new Cuban refugees who just came here, and they will be singing and playing the saxophone. So we're going to have an open stage. We really designed this event to be a community event. So I'm going to have, you know, that open for them. And then we don't have any other set musical performances beyond that. For people who are taking the light rail, Valley Metro is a sponsor. We're going to offer free tamales or free plates of food for people if they show their light rail pass. I'll give them a ticket and they can get some free food and try out a new restaurant. So we're really trying to offer incentive for people to try new places.
Well, again, my hat's off to you.
I would like to say that it's that this is really a team effort. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to come out and talk about it with you guys. But, you know, Local First Arizona, Mountain Park Health, SRP, Vitalist Health Foundation, LISC, who am I missing? Valley Metro, the City of Phoenix. This is an unprecedented, at least that I know of, partnership of nonprofits and government just to put this event on. And I would like to say, you know, this is the inaugural event and we want to do it again. We're already planning for October. Okay.
Really?
So, yes, we already are. You know, we're entirely sponsor funded. So I'm working entirely off donations for this event. Hopefully we generate enough buzz that this can be ongoing. And we hope to do it 12 times a year maximum.
So if people want to find out more about how to maybe help, if not this event, which is just this weekend,
right,
for October or in
right,
the future, or all the work you're doing at the IRC, can they say, well, I want to support IRC, but I want to make sure that it stays home because I'm so happy with happening in Phoenix?
Well, if anyone wants to donate money to International Rescue Committee in Phoenix, we operate, it all goes into unrestricted funds. It stays here in Phoenix.
Okay.
And those unrestricted funds, it's called the Emergency Fund, and that helps pay for directly to our clients. 100% of the donations go directly to our clients. So we're talking single moms who come here and they've had 4 children. It will help them pay maybe for that extra month of rent. Mm-hmm. It will help them pay for that extra week of diapers. So that's where some of that money will go to. And 100% of it stays in Phoenix if they would like to donate.
Just say the website for me.
Rescue.org. www.rescue.org.
Okay. Well, thank you.